I'm very pleased now to be turning to healthcare. It's something that's so close to my heart. And I say this very often here on Cape Talk. We are so fortunate to live in the Western Cape. We do have, I believe, the best healthcare system in the country here in the Western Cape. Our public hospitals are absolutely fantastic. And one of the hospitals that is particularly close to my heart is Groote Schuur. So I thought to celebrate the start of Women's Month, let's talk to a woman healthcare worker from Groote Schuur. And I'm delighted now to be joined by Sister Weba Phillips. She's the operational manager in C27 ward. That is in fact an ICU ward in the time of COVID. And she's here to talk to us now about some of the things that she's encountered on her journey. Sister Phillips, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your very, very precious free time to talk to us.
No, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure to be able to say what we are doing at Groote Schuur. And just to let the public know, and it's also reassuring to the public to be able to know a bit about the background that is going on at Groote Schuur during this COVID time, as many of them have family members that are patients right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, yeah, you and I, you know, we've talked before, and of course I do a bit of work inside Groote Schuur, and at one point we, with the public relations department, I was involved in the concept of making a documentary about COVID from inside Groote Schuur. And at that point, COVID was this thing that had started in March, and we were sort of wrapping it up in September, and we were going to produce our documentary. That was going to be it. We had no idea that there was then a second wave, third wave, potentially fourth wave coming. It's been relentless for nearly 2 years for you.
Oh, yes, it's 18 months. Oh, my word. I mean, from the time that we heard about COVID in January, when the rest of the South Africa general public wasn't aware of it, we were starting with our prep talks, our trainings, starting to have to gear up. And from my side, as an operational manager, produce a nursing program for COVID, a virus or a disease that I've never worked with before. So, and here we are 18 months later, still hanging in there.
Sure. And Sister Phillips, have you been working in the ICU that entire time?
Yes. As I'm the operational manager, I am based in C27 ICU. So I've seen the up of the wave, the down of the wave, in between the wave. And yes, we carry on. C27 is an 18-bedded ICU unit. It's one of the units we currently have. Four other ICUs. Also, it has been converted to take on COVID patients. So currently, I think offhand we're running about 43 ICU beds for COVID only at Groote Schuur. And in between, our other ICU beds are managing the non-COVID patients. Okay. So it's quite quite hectic because we are above our normal patient numbers. Mm. And because we are above our normal patient numbers, that affects our staffing issues. So we've had to pull staff from renal department, from theater, outpatient department had to close down and reroute staff to us. We also depend quite a bit on agency staff, but that is difficult because you know, everybody wants the agency staff now. All the hospitals are running above their normal numbers. So the pressure on the system is quite high at the moment, throughout not just at Groote Schuur, but throughout the Cape Metro.
And so what is the, how full is the hospital currently, Sister? We spoke to Ishmael Lagardian earlier in our news review, and he said, well, the numbers seem to be dropping elsewhere in the country, the Western Cape's numbers are still very high.
Yes, that's true. If you look at Gauteng, or if you look at the stats, places like Gauteng have passed their peak and they're going down. Western Cape, unfortunately, is in the peak right now. So we are currently experiencing everybody's getting sick, you know, not in the hospitals. We haven't plateaued yet. Our admission rates are still high. And for ICU, because ICU always goes behind, you first come to hospital, you first you go to the ward areas, and when you can't cope, you go to ICU. So our ICU demand is currently high. And I'll give you an example of how we look at it. in the beginning of a wave, we might have one patient referred to us per week, one or two per week. Mm. As the wave, as we hit the peak, we've got 5 referrals a day to ICU.
Sure.
But generally, sometimes we only got one bed available. So who do we give it to for the 5 patients? What Gritskier does is what Western Cape does is we work closely with the private hospitals, public and private hospitals that communicate with each other. And anybody who's got a bed available, the patients will be accommodated in there. It is a sad story when you can't accommodate an ICU patient and they've got to continue on high flow in the ward. Mm. Unfortunately, for an ICU bed to open up, it's either a patient gets discharged to the ward, they're getting better, or the very sad thing is that a patient dies, you know? Mm. And our death rates are high still. Our death rates are very sad at the moment.
So it's not a case of now that more people are being vaccinated, we're sort of staving off those deaths?
We are, actually. The point is that the percentage of our population vaccinated is not enough
yet.
Okay, so if we're looking at UK, they started vaccinations in January. About 60% of their population is vaccinated, and they've got the Delta wave right now. A lot of the people that is getting infected with the Delta variant, they're getting it mild, so they're not getting admitted to hospital. Their death rate is about 25 per week. Here in South Africa, we do not have enough vaccinated yet. So every time a patient comes into hospital, the question is asked, are you vaccinated or not? So far, majority of our patients are not vaccinated. They're getting COVID still, what we would say the unvaccinated way, the normal way they're getting sick. The vaccinated people in South Africa currently, they're experiencing COVID mild at home at the PSO. The numbers are, the data is not out yet. The reports are not published yet because we'd have to wait for the wave to finish before we can see the official health report. But from what I'm seeing on the ground is that vaccinated people, even if they do have symptoms of flu, they're managing it at home. It's been managed like a normal flu. They're up and about. They can manage themselves. They can care for themselves. Mm. I currently had COVID 2 weeks ago. I was vaccinated. And I had very, very mild symptoms, 2 days runny nose. And I was so grateful, oh my word, I was so grateful for my vaccine.
Yeah.
Because my symptoms were in the background. I hardly felt it. I was aware of it. I was aware of it. But I was up and about, you know. I could care for myself. I was self-isolating with my son. So I'm a mom. I can't go lay in bed the whole day. And I was able to be up and about and manage myself and care for my family, mm. which was, that's how you want to get COVID. You know, that's how you want to manage COVID.
Yeah.
You don't want to be so sick that you can't manage or that you're collapsing and going to hospital. That's not how you want it to be. So I encourage all my family, all my friends, everybody I speak to, I say, please go and get the vaccine because it does help. And even amongst my own, in my community and in my neighbors, even some of my neighbors have said they've got COVID, even with one dose of the Pfizer. They were managing at home. And this is people that have comorbidities. You know, the one neighbor of mine said to me, he's got renal failure, but he made it through COVID.
Wow.
And that is such wonderful news to hear.
Very encouraging. You know? Very encouraging. If you've just tuned in, my guest is Sister Weber Phillips. She's the head of operations in the C27 ICU ward at Gritskier Hospital. Sister, what's been your worst day in the ICU during the pandemic?
I can't say about worst days because, you know what, I've got this attitude of I will find something good about that day. I'm fighting this virus as a nurse and as a person on my own, and I will find something good. The days are hectic. The days are bad. And what is bad for us as healthcare workers is the fact that firstly, we're getting sick ourselves. Another thing is our families are getting sick around us. We're getting family calls. We are inundated with family calls. Family that is sick. What can I do? What do I do? I've got these symptoms. Do you think it's COVID, the anxiety levels? And then we've got to deal with patients, that the patient numbers are high. It is, we are running off our feet. We're just trying to keep up with the pressure and the workload. And then also the patient's families, the calls coming in. And you can hear the fear and anxiety. They just want that little bit, you to give them that little bit of hope and say everything is going to be okay. And to me, that is the toughest. Mm. I say to family, I wish I could say everything is just going to be okay, and I cannot. When your family member is in ICU, I cannot say everything is going to be okay. All I can say is we take it from day to day, and we pray. And that is hard. That's hard for me, isn't it? As soon as the patient is awake, even though they're on the ventilator, I try to do a video call with the family that they can see their family, you know, and that their families can see them. And just that is like your little ray of sunshine when you see the joy on both the patients' and the family's faces, just to be able to connect. I'm going through all of this, but it's amazing the human spirit with that family connection, how important it is.
Wow. Sure. Well, sister, I absolutely commend the work that you're doing. Congratulations to you and your whole team at Grotesque. And I hope you find the strength to continue from day to day to be as strong and supportive for your patients as you are.
Thank you very much. And you know what? For our communities that support us, we feel a lot of support towards healthcare workers. We thank you so much. The taxi violence was not working in our favor because nurses couldn't get to work. And we short-staffed already, and we were running even shorter. So I'm very grateful that the taxi violence has settled down now. Mm. My message as a healthcare worker to the community, don't wait. Make yourself a priority. Take the time and go get the vaccine. Go as a walk-in. Go get your vaccine. Don't say, I've got work, I can't get off work. You know what? If you get sick, you're going to have to stay at home. If you die, work will have to cope without you. Make yourself a priority and go and get the vaccine as soon as you can. It does help. It does help. You cope with it. You know, it might save you from actually dying from COVID. So, yes, go vaccinate Cape Town.
Thank you, sister. That's Sister Weba Phillips, the operational manager at the C27 IC unit at Grotesque.